up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea on my iconic trip to Las Vegas. But this is just not any old tea time sesh. No, Radiant Icons. This is Dare to Be Iconic Hotline Edition. Hell yeah, because you know I love answering your questions. And well, y'all sent me some good ones. I mean, you always do, okay? You guys always deliver. And I am happy to answer everything raw, real, and unfiltered. So let's just get to it, Radiant Icons, shall we? But wait, before we do that, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, because you know I love me some LinkedIn, it's Amanda Policelli on there. Damn, I am having way too much fun today. And I think because the day I am recording this episode, Lando Norris has been crowned the world driver's champ of 2025. And you know, as a diehard Lando Norris girly, I am living for every second of it. So maybe that's why I'm so excited. But anyway, let's get to the housekeeping of Dare to Be Iconic real quick. So if you are on LinkedIn, because you know I love me some LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And because we are speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, I have decided to grant you some extra time on the Black Friday sale. Yes, I know you want to rep your Dare to Be Iconic pride this holiday season. So no worries, I got your back, Radiant Icons. I always do. The Black Friday sale has been extended to Sunday, December 14th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. And that Black Friday sale, which includes one copy of Breakup with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future, and your choice of a Radiant Rain collection item for an exclusive discounted rate, can only be found in the show notes below. So make sure to lock in that exclusive deal by Sunday, Radiant Icons, because you know you want to wear your Dare to Be Iconic pride this holiday season just in time for sexy 27. Ooh, I cannot wait. I cannot believe I will be 27. Holy shit. But this is not the episode to talk about sexy 27. That's next week. Anyway, let's get to the tea, Radiant Icons, because it is piping hot. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons. I have never had as much fun as I am having recording this tea time sesh for y'all. And I think it's because I get to answer your questions like live here on the pod, and we get to dive into stuff deeper than I can on social media, like on Instagram and TikTok. So I don't know. I just love it. I just love talking to y'all. Okay. I just love it. But anyway. Damn, I do say that a lot. But anyway, let's get to question number one, shall we? Okay, well, this is a good one. What was the moment you realized the Vegas GP weekend was going to be chaotic and iconic instead of just a normal race trip? I think as soon as I landed in Vegas, because I had around 4 hours of sleep, and as soon as I landed in Vegas, it was rainy and cold. And I didn't know how to order the Uber. No, I did know how to order the Uber. Okay, let me not say that. I just kept on running into complications. Like, it kept giving me the wrong pickup location. So I had to keep on asking the airport workers, like, what is the right location? I had to have them walk me through it, because my Uber app was just, it was just fucking me up, you guys. Okay. And Uber, if you want to sponsor me, because I use your damn app all the time because I don't like to drive, please. And also, can you please fix my app? Can you please fix my app so it has an accurate location of where I am? Like, please and thank you very much. But anyway, Radiant Icons, that is when I knew that Vegas was going to be chaotic and iconic, as soon as I stepped off the foot of that plane. You guys give me some juicy questions, and this one is no different, Radiant Icons. Okay, so who were the unexpected people you met that ended up shaping your weekend? I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I truly do mean it, that Grand Prix are for the girls, point blank and period. every time I go to a Grand Prix, I am reminded of the power of community and the power of friendship. As cheesy as it sounds, Radiant Icons, I truly think that the women I have met through this sport have made it worthwhile for me. Every friendship I have made has left a lasting impact on me and the experience that I am fortunate enough to have when I am in these situations, right, at the Grand Prix. So for instance, for this trip in particular, it would be my girls, Erica, Faith, Noemi, Andrea, Emily, Rachel, Maria, Melissa, Alexis, Alexia, and Elizabeth. Like, those girls shaped my Grand Prix experience. And I know what you're gonna say, Amanda, you were only in Vegas for 72 hours. How can these girls make such an impact on your trip? Well, that's the power of friendship, Radiant Icons. And I know that's really cheesy, but it's so damn true. I am so fortunate to be surrounded by powerful women who are badasses and just want to empower other young women. I think that's the reason why we all gravitate towards F1 is because we make these friends online and then we're fortunate enough to run into each other and make plans to meet each other at these Grand Prix. Because honestly, that's probably the only time you're ever able to meet these individuals that you meet online, right? Like, I never would have had the chance to meet Erica. She lives on the opposite side of the country. She's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. Same thing with actually all the girls that I met in Vegas. They are all West Coast based, and I love that for them. But realistically, right, we're on two opposite sides of the country. We would have honestly never met if we didn't have that one common thing, right, of going to a Grand Prix. I am just so fortunate because we end up having some of the most magical memories and being able to create these once-in-a-lifetime moments together. I remember actually on Saturday night, Erica and I were sitting on the couch and we were right next to each other and everyone was talking and we were looking at the fireworks because they had like this Disney showing because Disney is now a partner of F1. And Erica had just come over to hug me. Like, she just went over and she was just like, I love you. Like, I'm so happy we get to experience this together. And it was just such a heartwarming moment because I was like, I love you too, girl. And it's like, that friendship means so much to me. She means so much to me. And that moment is something that's forever ingrained in my mind. It gives me chills just thinking of it, but it's just so beautiful that we're both from two opposite sides of the country. We've met because of this amazing sport, and now we're lucky enough to experience two Grand Prix together and have these amazing moments in Vegas together. I love my friends so much. I'm literally the luckiest girl in the fucking world. Like, I truly am. What was your favorite on-track moment and your favorite off-track moment? Okay, so my favorite on-track moment, because I was only on track for Friday, which is qualifying and F1 Academy, and you know I love me F1 Academy. But my favorite part of being on track would be obviously Lando Norris getting on pole. Every time I go to a Grand Prix, Lando Norris makes pole, point blank and period. He also ends up always getting second place at a race, but we ignore that one. One day I will be lucky enough to see him, you know, hold up the trophy on the first step. But every time I get to witness Lando Norris making pole, and that is like one of my favorite on track moments for Vegas for sure. Like, that was just so exciting. That qualifying session was a wet qualifying session, and I love a good wet race. I love a good wet race because it just makes things so much more interesting. Of course, I want everyone to be safe. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But apart from that, I love the chaos that the rain brings. Like, I love it. And that qualifying session was so action-packed. It was just so amazing. Like, I love it, and I love qualifying, and I love Lando Norris. So that's my favorite on-track moment for sure. And my favorite off-track moment, again, I'm going to say it, the balcony viewing party. Like, that, oh my God, that's amazing. That's like something, again, I will never forget. I will never shut up about. I will be so annoying about it because it was so breathtakingly beautiful and stunning and amazing. Like, you guys saw the view. You guys saw the view. Like, come on. Come on. I'm never going to shut up about that. Yeah, that's my favorite off-track moment. For sure. For sure. And maybe getting carried across this casino. Like, come on. The girl has needs. Damn, every time I mention something, it always just ends up biting me in the ass. Because the next question is, what's the story behind you being carried through the casino? Well, I know I mentioned this last week, but if you didn't get to listen to last week's Tea Time Sesh, first off, what are you doing with your life? You know you want to listen to that one. So pause this episode and go to Fangirl Confessions Las Vegas Grand Prix Edition and then come back to this episode. But basically what happened was I was in these big ass chunky heels that are my club shoes. I love those shoes so much. I got them off of Amazon. They're from this company called Dream Pairs, and I love them. I love those damn shoes. They have gone with me everywhere. Okay, those are my clubbing shoes. So obviously I brought them to Vegas, like, duh. What I didn't know was I was going to be walking to the other side of the strip in those shoes and be in those shoes for hours on end. So at that point, before I got carried, I was like in those shoes for 8 hours, 9 hours, you know, something like that. But yeah, like, I basically used a man today and I wanted to get carried through a casino because my feet hurt. I didn't want to walk anymore. So I might as well use a man today, right? Use my beauty to my advantage. And you know, why not have a guy carry me through a casino? Like, why not, right? We're in our radiant rain era. Why the hell not, right? Like, duh. So yeah, I couldn't feel my feet, so I used a man today, and, well, here we are. That's what happened, you guys. Nothing too interesting, I promise. What surprised you the most about the Vegas GP, the good, the bad, and the only in Vegas moments? I think the thing that surprised me the most, and I know Erica and I spoke about it a lot, was the amount of people you run into. Like, you literally can run into anyone and everyone in Vegas. Like, it's actually insane. Like, with only being in Vegas for about, I want to say, 6 hours at this point. So it was my first day, Friday. We went to the Female Quotient event at 10:30 a.m. Vegas time. And we left that event around, I want to say, we stayed for a good hour or so. So maybe like 11:30. Within that time, we ran into Ruth Buscom, Susie Wolf, and James Vowles. Huh? And that was only being in Vegas for about maybe 6 hours at that point? What the hell? Like, that's insane, you guys. So that's literally, for me, an only Vegas moment. And that really surprised me. Another thing that surprised me was how congested everything is. Like, the difference between Friday and Saturday race days and then Sunday when everyone had left the strip is like night and day. Friday and Saturday were so congested. You could barely move. You couldn't really enjoy anything when you're like sightseeing in the daytime. And then Sunday, oh my gosh, it was a ghost town. There was no one there. And I think that's because everyone left, but you were really able to enjoy Vegas for what it was, right? You were able to look at the fan activations. You were able to look at what the hotels have to offer and all the Christmas decorations. You're able to take in the iconic Vegas moments, you know, and that was really nice. And I'm really happy that I was able to do that and fortunate enough to be able to stay an extra day. But that's really what surprised me, is how tight the spaces are and how congested it gets so fast. Like, it's insane to me. And it really was unfortunate with how congested everything was, how packed everything was, because you couldn't enjoy all of the fan activations that Vegas has. I think Vegas has more fan activations than Miami, if I'm being completely honest. And everything is also around like the same time in the same area. So it does make it easier to, like, you know, like, club hopping's a thing. I'm going to say like fan activation hopping. Like, you can just hop over to each activation. And that's really good. I really do enjoy that about Vegas. And that's what really surprised me. But a downside to it is, again, how packed it was. You unfortunately weren't able to always get into every activation or enjoy every activation, right? Because it was too packed. You could barely move. I know one thing that Erica and I really wanted to do, but we weren't able to do, was the F1 hub. We weren't able to explore that because every day we were there, the wait time was 4+ hours. What the hell? Like, to go shopping and look at merchandise, I don't need to be spending any more money on F1. And maybe that was God's sign to me of being like, you don't need to be spending any more money on this sport. Okay, understood, noted. That's why it was 4+ hours long. But still, I wanted to look at the F1 Academy Hello Kitty, you know, stuff. I wanted to look at the merch. But maybe it was a blessing in disguise because I can't spend any more money on F1 this year. Maybe next year. No, but like genuinely, that was also very surprising. And it was actually very unfortunate that we weren't able to do things like that or do some of the activations because you couldn't really enjoy it. You couldn't really move. You couldn't get into them, you know? Like, you would be wasting your whole day going to the F1 hub when you could be doing all these other things and more. Because there were so many activations, and that's a really good thing about Vegas, is there's so much to do, especially if you do not have tickets to the race. There are still a lot of things that you can do, and I think that's different than Miami and Barcelona, is that if you are a Vegas local or you decide to just go to Vegas for the atmosphere and everything, there will be plenty of things for you to do as compared to Miami and Barcelona during the actual race weekend. What did the weekend teach you about confidence and falling in love with your own presence? I think the biggest thing that I take away from the Las Vegas Grand Prix is that I am capable of doing the scary things and more. I am capable of doing all the things that I, for some reason, told myself I couldn't do. I can do them. And I take that with immense pride, looking at the growth that I have had this year, but also in the last 3 years, because I couldn't even imagine 3 years ago that Amanda doing half the shit that I have done this year in general, but also in particular, what I did in the Vegas Grand Prix. I took so many chances, and it actually ties into my goals that I had for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. And I know one of them was to take the opportunity to go with the flow and to just say, fuck fear, and do it anyway. And I did that. I said, fuck fear. I'm going to do something that scares me. It scares me going to a race by myself. It scares me traveling to a place I've never been to before all by myself. Like, I'm getting on the plane by myself. I'm going to the airport by myself. I'm navigating Vegas by myself. Like, I'm doing those things by myself solo. And it came at such the perfect time in my life. I don't think I would be able to do that 2 years ago because I hadn't built that skill. I hadn't worked out that muscle of falling in love with my own presence and being okay with being in my own company. I only did that within the last, oh my God, it's December. So July to August to September, September to October, November. In the last 5 months of my life, have I really built that skill and I have worked that muscle? Vegas came at the perfect time to really show myself all the work and progress I have done on myself, especially when it comes to that particular skill, which in turn works with all the goals that I had set for myself. I said, fuck fear, and I did it anyway. I took every opportunity. I spoke to strangers online, and I just said, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I am so proud of myself and the growth that I have seen within me, not only within this year, but within the last 6 months of this year when the Radiant Rain era started for myself because of my most recent breakup. I think it's really important, Radiant Icons, to celebrate those accomplishments and to celebrate those milestones in your life when you do see progress and growth of something that you could have never imagined yourself doing a year ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, right? Vegas truly did happen at the right moment in my life, and it taught me that all the work that I have done and every obstacle that I have gone through, every hardship that I have gone through has built me and made me for this exact moment, which was the Las Vegas Grand Prix. I was made for that moment. I was built for that moment, and I shined and I soared and I made it my own. And well, that's what it taught me. And I'm really happy about that. And I know I will go more into this in next week's episode as we say goodbye to chapter 26 of my life and say hello to sexy 27, the art of becoming. But I'm just really proud of myself. And that is what Vegas has taught me, is that the right opportunities will come at the right time in your life when it is supposed to happen for you. And everything in my life led me to that moment. It has shaped me and built me into the Amanda I needed to be to go to Vegas. And that may sound cheesy, but hey, you're on Dare to Be Iconic, and I'm a cheesy bitch, so. And I'm just proud of myself. And you guys should be too. When you do something that proves to you and shows you how much you have grown, and we should wear that like a badge of honor, because it is. It's cool to celebrate yourself, Radiant Icons. It's actually really fucking iconic, so you should. Just saying, from an icon to an icon, you should celebrate yourself. Amanda, what is one thing you would absolutely do again in Vegas, and what is one thing you would never do again? Okay, one thing I would never do again is walk in my big-ass chunky heels to the other side of the strip. There's one thing I will absolutely never do again, but I will get carried through a casino again, because I did like the attention. I'm not gonna lie, I loved it, and it was very iconic of me. But another thing that I would do again is In-N-Out. In-N-Out is so good. I know I have a lot of international Radiant Icons, and I have a lot of Radiant Icons on the East Coast, but In-N-Out is basically a burger fast food chain. It's only in the West Coast, and it's so good, you guys. It is so good. Oh my God. I had it when I was in Arizona, and I had it when I was in Vegas, and it was delectable. It was delicious, and it was just so good. Oh my God. I would do that again 1,000 times. I love In-N-Out. Oh my God. So good. And then I would talk to strangers on the internet again, for sure, because that's how I end up in half the situations I get myself into in the Grand Prix, and it always works out in my favor. Honestly, every situation in my life, not just the Grand Prix, like, that's how I was able to go to the Under 30 Summit. That's why I was able to do so many amazing things with Dare to Be Iconic, is because I'm not afraid to talk to strangers on the internet or in person. Like, I'm not afraid to yap. I'm not afraid to yap and ask questions. So be inquisitive, Radiant Icons. It always works out in your favor. I promise you. I promise. Oh, this is so good. Okay, what was your In-N-Out order, and did it live up to the hype? It is absolutely 1,000% lived up to the hype, but I do have opinions. So let's get into it. So my In-N-Out order, I have to thank, again, me yapping to strangers, because of course I would talk to the person next to me on the plane and get food recommendations. When I was going to Arizona, I asked the individual, the guy next to me, I said, "Hi, have you ever been to Phoenix before?" Because I do that on every plane I go to. I always ask if they've been to the place I'm going to and if they have recommendations. And I actually definitely recommend that you do that, Radiant Icons, because you end up with the best recommendations possible. Because again, you never know who you're talking to, okay? It could literally be the mayor of the city. In my case, it was not that. It was just a guy who lived in Arizona. But still, you never know. But anyway, so this guy was like, "Oh, I actually live in Arizona." And he gave me all the recommendations. He gave me all the recommendations to where to go to meet single guys in the city. I said, "Actually, can you say that again? Let me write that one down. Okay, let me highlight that for you." But like, you know, it's like things like that. Like, he gave me all the good food recommendations. He gave me all the good bar recommendations. Like, he gave me a list, Radiant Icons. And he also gave me In-N-Out recommendations. And his In-N-Out order he told me to get was a double-double animal style and animal style fries. So when I went to In-N-Out the first time, that is exactly what I got with my friend Maddie. She was my day job's symposium intern. So her and I are around the same age, and we bonded very quickly, because the symposium is crazy. You know, it's nice to have a girl that's my age and we can kind of like relate to things other than work. But anyway, anywho, we got In-N-Out because that was her one thing being on the West Coast, is she wanted In-N-Out. And I was like, "Oh, hell yeah, me too." So we went and we shared the animal style fries, and we both agreed that they were not it. They were not it. Those fries were disgusting. Okay. They were fucking disgusting. It was like cardboard. But that burger double animal style. Oh my God. Fire. Best fast food burger ever. And I love me Shake Shack. I love me some Shake Shack. Animal style at In-N-Out. Ooh, oh my God. So good. So I said when I went to Vegas that I would definitely not be getting the fries. I would be getting a shake with the animal style burger, but I would try a single next time because the double was just a little bit too much meat for me. So when I went in Vegas with my friend Cassandra, she's a West Coast girly. So she ordered, and I have to look up exactly how she said it. Cassandra, if you're listening to this, please don't get mad at me if I said the fries wrong. I know I asked you 1,000 times. Love you. But anyway, that order was a double animal style, a medium Neapolitan shake, and extra light fries. I think that's what you call them. But basically, the fries were super crispy and like seasoned, and they were good. Those were fire. So I would order what I ordered in Vegas again. So Rainy and Tycons, when you are ordering at In-N-Out, this is what you're going to order. Okay, I promise you, from an East Coast girly who's now had the In-N-Out experience, this is what you need to get. It is a double animal style. If you don't want a lot of meat, get a single, but make sure it's animal style, okay? Okay. Then you're going to get a Neapolitan medium shake. The Neapolitan is just chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry all swirled together. It's delicious. Delicious. And then you're going to get, and I think this is what it's called, the extra light fries. Basically, you're going to ask them to make them like crunchy and like delicious. That's what you get. Point blank and period. And that is now and will forever be my In-N-Out order. You're welcome. You're welcome. Try it and let me know. Amanda, what advice would you give someone going to the Vegas GP for the first time or going to their first F1 race ever? Ooh, okay. I think in general, I would say don't ever be afraid to put yourself out there and make friends. Like, do not be afraid to start the conversation. Like, I will say it until I'm blue in the face. Half of the situations that I end up in life is because I wasn't afraid to start the conversation and put myself out there, because you truly never know what doors it would open up for you. So I think that's my first tip. If you are going to Vegas or any F1 race, never be afraid to put yourself out there and start the conversation to make friends. You never know what door it's going to open, period. My second thing would be is to do your research. Research and preparation is key to success when it comes to Grand Prix. Make sure you are following the key players. Make sure you are following the actual Grand Prix itself. So all those accounts on every social media platform that you are active on, make sure you're following the teams. Make sure you are following the drivers. And make sure you're following the sponsors and keeping an eye on particular sponsors that, you know, have a history of having events at Grand Prix. Jack Daniels is a great example of that. Or if you are more interested in the F1 Academy route, which you know I am, Radiant Icons, then you know that F1 Academy in Miami usually has some type of F1 Academy dedicated event apart from their female quotient partnership that they always will have whenever F1 Academy is racing, wherever they are racing at. You know, so I think that's my second tip for you guys. And the third one is hydrate and eat. This is one that I know sounds so simple and so basic, but the truth is when you are going on a race weekend, you forget the simple things as eating and drinking water, hydrating, okay? And not alcohol. I know Miami and Vegas are known for the drinking, okay? Okay, and that's great, but you need to drink some water, okay? You need to hydrate before you dehydrate, Radiant Icons. Okay, that's point blank and period. And I know for Erica and I, we definitely forgot to eat. Like, we definitely forgot to eat. And we're at the end of the night, we're like, oh my God, we're so hungry. We're starving. Oh my gosh, we're dehydrated. It's because we're going. You forget to take a break to eat. Make sure you eat. Take the time to eat a protein bar. Take the time to eat a meal. Take the time to drink some damn water. And those are my tips. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Reign era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your Tea Time Sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's Tea Time Sesh, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, a comment, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. But honestly, Radiant Icons, I am so damn lucky to have you guys on this journey with me. And I cannot believe that we are coming up on another birthday. I get to celebrate another birthday with y'all. Like, how lucky am I? Because that's right, Radiant Icons 6027 is coming up. Oh my God. The most iconic holiday of the year is National Amanda Day on December 19th. And we are celebrating it a little bit early this year. We're celebrating it 2 days before National Amanda Day. On December 17th will be the National Amanda Day episode. We are saying goodbye to Radiant 26, Radiant Icons. And what a radiant year it has been. Oh my God. And we are saying hello to Sexy 27. I have planned this birthday for 2 years. I am so excited because, you know, like I said earlier in this Tea Time Sesh, that moments in your life happen exactly when they are supposed to happen for you, right? And Sexy 27, it's happening at the right moment in time for me. I truly cannot think of a better time to embrace what Sexy 27 means to me in this journey and era in my life as I am continuing to accept all parts of becoming, because to me, sexy means just that. Sexy is all about embracing and accepting all parts of becoming. So what the hell does that mean, Amanda? Well, we're going to get into that next week in next week's Tea Time Sesh. When I thought of this birthday 2 years ago, I was like, there's just something to it that feels so magical, because I never really have ever given myself permission to really, like, what does sexy mean to me? Like, how do I explore it? Like, I don't know. I had that breakup happen and I stepped into the Radiant Reign era and everything just fell into place. Because I truly was made for this era of my life, this chapter of my life, to come now. There truly is no better time in my life than for Sexy 27 to come right now while I am in this Radiant Reign era and I am liberated, I am free, and I am empowered, and I am just on the precipice of everything that is going to come for me. I am just so happy. Because this Amanda that has been with you for season 3, she is different than season 2 Amanda. She is different than season 1 Amanda. And season 3 Amanda is ready to unlock what sexy means to her. And I am so, so excited for us to dive into that next week and spill all the tea on Sexy 27 and the art of becoming. The best birthday gift you can give me, Radiant Icons, is subscribing to this podcast. Subscribing to this podcast and continue to support Dare to Be Iconic. Now I am done chit-chatting. I will see you next week for the most iconic holiday of the year, National Amanda Day. We are saying goodbye to Radiant 26 and we are saying hello to Sexy 27. Because it's the art of becoming. I'll chat with y'all next week, Radiant Icons. Remember, dare to be iconic. Bye!